Croesaw, and welcome to Tales of Wales Throwback Thursdays. We're doing this because we recently noticed that we've hit a real purple patch in terms of listeners, and we have a whole new bunch of you. So diolch yn fawr to begin with, thank you. But as we've been going now for a year and a half, we noticed that the early episodes haven't had as many downloads or as listens as some of our later ones. So we thought every Thursday we'd play a snippet, a wee little pipette, from our earlier episodes, so you can get a bit of the old Flavor Flav for what they were about.
Yeah, a little I know I say this a lot. The old sizzle reel, if you like. Oh, the sizzle reel.
Spitting. It's sizzling.
It's sizzling. It's fucking hot, baby. It's hot.
Flaming hot.
Yeah. But no, like you said, we wanted to give a little pint-sized epi, as you called it before. We went on this, and I'm going to steal it now.
Yeah, and I saw that from another podcast, so...
Well, theft within theft.
Yeah.
You know, it's all good.
What do they say? What's that quote where they say, like, so, an artist plagiarizes, a real artist steals.
Imitation is the highest form of flattery. Yeah. So yeah, we're gonna do a little mini sort of app every Thursday from now on. That's like a throwback to our old episodes. And then yeah, if you guys like the sounds of it, you can go back and revisit it.
So yeah, we'll do like a 10-minute clip from what might be a funny part from there. Then within the podcast description, we'll have a link to that episode. So episode one about Bar TV. Someone got in touch with us saying, oh, you should do Bar TV. And I was going to reply, oh, dear boy, we've already done him. But then I realised that's like fucking...
goddamn stupid son of a bitch, we've already done it.
But that's like 70 episodes ago. Or like, you know, fucking eight time, man. That's bare time ago.
Bare time, bro.
So like, so we thought maybe if people don't know our early episodes, we'll just do intros and then... a little snippet from the episode, and then you can find the rest of the info within the podcast notes. And it will also be the title of the episode.
Right. There we go. That's kind of summed it up.
Yeah. So, Dirk and Grandor, thanks for your support. You're the best.
Thanks, I love as you. Always. Sorry, guys.
I read this quote from historynet.com, a website that, you guessed it, is about nets. That's a little joke for me. It's a bunch of boffins.
Jesus Christ. That has absolutely caught me off guard. You punched me in the kidney with that joke there. I did not know that was going.
It's a bunch of boffins telling you about history in a non-podcast form, a.k.a. the written word, a.k.a. virgins. Anyway, I quote them saying, one of the most audacious sieges of the 17th century pitted Spain's second most important city in the New World against a remarkable army that recognised no one flag. Not one flag. Save, perhaps, the Jolly Roger. Fucking losers.
Like that. I think that's a cool intro, man. I like that.
Oh, mate. No, they sound so smug when they wrote it. Save, perhaps, the Jolly Roger.
Perchance, but no, the Jolly Roger. I think that's like what would strike fear into any sort of upper class man's thing. What flag do they bear? None, perchance, the Jolly Roger.
Two things. He's called Roger and he's jolly. What's scary about that?
Hey, it's ironic. You ain't going to be jolly when the Jolly Roger turns up. Do you know what I mean?
You're going to be downright sad.
You're going to be downright sad. The pirates loved a bit of irony, okay?
Just irony mad. What they were trying to say is this is a story about how a powerful, rich city fell to the wrath of a grum glug in Yobbo, a.k.a. the pirates and the crew of Captain Henry Morgan, a.k.a. the family fog spice rum by the bucketful.
He was named after spice rum, wasn't he? Not the other way around.
Yeah, it's a great coincidence. We're going to do a whole episode on Captain Morgan because his story is wild. But I'll really be quick about this, just to give a little backdrop into him. He was born in Llanrymney, not far from here, which is between Cardiff and Newport, in 1635. He was Barbadosed off, which is such a good word, which means you sent to Barbados. It's like a sort of slavery, but for petty crimes in the UK.
You've been Barbadosed off, mate.
Yeah, oh, Barbados off, mate. But yeah,
you're gonna send me to a fucking lovely Caribbean island. Do me, mate.
It's like what really right wing gammon men say about prison nowadays. Oh, it's like going to Butlins. This back then was like going to
you've been Butlins'd off. See you later.
Like many other white people who got their freedom after being indentured, which is a term given to the white Europeans who were shipped off to pay for their crimes, he was broke when he left it. So he cobbled together a gang of lowlifes and scoundrels and destitute bastards that started to partake in the fine old art of piracy. You know that old advert, "You wouldn't rob a handbag, da na 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 na."
Yeah.
Well, these fellas, they would actually rob a handbag.
They paid no attention to that advert. They would rob a handbag. They would rob a car. They would rob a fucking DVD.
And unlike your granddad, he used to burn DVDs by the truckload. These were more the pillaging and taking of ships kind of pirates.
To the not-so-tech-savvy as well, burn DVDs wasn't on a fire. It was, like,
I don't think that needed clarifying.
Well, I don't know. You know, we might have a market, you know, above 60 or something like that. And they're going, burning DVDs? Fuck. What's that? You know, you never got to clarify these things, mate. Specificity is key.
If we have a demographic of six-year-olds, I'm going to kill myself. But, I mean, thanks for listening.
I'm not saying major demographic, but there might be the old fringe ones that are like, you know what? I like Welsh history. I like hearing half my age bounce about stuff.
Yeah. Actually, I take that back. Please be nice and subscribe. You're a lovely person.
Don't, mate, we need all we can get. Don't alienate the 60-year-olds.
Anyway, so this merry gang of sea pirates, under the ruthless leadership of Captain Morgan, became renowned for their skill on the high seas. They were also soon discovered that crimes directed against vessels associated with to political opponents of the British Crown were not only profitable, but often officially condoned, as in the British were more than happy for them to do so. So the nationality of these political victims changed throughout the years due to new treaties being signed and allegiances changing, but one of the few constants was the Spanish. The Spanish at the time, which, just to remind the folks at home, of the 17th century, were still repping the greatest empire in the world. Spain, or New Spain, as it's called, owned the entire coastal Gulf of Mexico, all the territory that is now Florida to California, Mexico and all of Central America, plus the islands of Cuba, Puerto Rico and Hispaniola. And all
it's
of South
mad,
America.
Isn't it, when you think, you always think of, when these European countries were seafaring and all that, you know, Britain owned 70% of the world at one point, blah, blah, blah. When you say New Spain and you say names like Florida, California, you're like, hang on a minute, that's bloody America. That's
mind blown.
Mind blown. It really is to me. I think, fucking hell, yeah. And you go, well, how do you know, why'd they give it up, didn't they?
Well, also, when we
it
say
wasn't quite
owned,
as simple, I imagine, but...
yeah, I say owned, it meant invaded, captured, enslaved, and ruled.
Enslaved, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely tyrannical rule, yeah.
It's like when I was reading up on this, the boffins at History Net said, discovered by Christopher Columbus in 1494, Jamaica had been captured by the English from Spain during the course of blah, blah, blah. Jamaica wasn't discovered then. Jamaica had been inhabited by humans for since 4000 BC. But old Chrissy C discovered it. Well done, you virgin cunts.
Hey, look. Yeah, it was that the white man discovered it. Therefore, it wasn't real until that point. That's basically what it is.
Yeah. Well, so most of these new Spain countries were incredibly rich in gold and silver. So Spain became even richer, and stinking old Britain was fuming at this. Other European nations had a few islands, but these were mostly disease-ridden and scabby, so the Spanish weren't really bothered about not having them. This is highlighted when the English/British took Jamaica from the Spanish in 1655, and Spain weren't really that bothered as it had no precious gold or silver. However, this would be their downfall, as the trade routes for the Caribbean passed directly past Jamaica, which led to a huge amount of piracy happening in the channel. And when moody cargo showed up at the British-owned Port Royal in Jamaica, authorities wouldn't ask many questions, as it was mostly the Spanish getting robbed, which was in the interest of the crown. So whenever the pirates would rob from there and take it to Port Royal to sell it on, they weren't being asked where it'd come from, because they were kind of glad the Spanish were getting murked off.
Corrupt police, isn't it? They're going look, I've just been robbed. Yeah, but you know, you're the wrong sort of folk, and you, so I don't really mind.
It was during this time that Henry Morgan was getting his work experience as a pirate in, and he's building up his reputation as a fine old pirate, and his crew quickly grew and made him captain. Sorry, let me just...
But I'm trying to keep my dog away from the mic as well. He's come up for a little cutch, and it's very cute. But also, he's trying to boff it all the time. I'm going to try and keep them away. But
I just spilled my pint on my laptop. So you've got about 10 minutes left of this.
None of us are living the fucking dream, are we?
No. Well, when I first started this, when I first started working from home, I cleaned my laptop that work gave me with Dettol. And I accidentally knocked down the number 5, the number 6, the question mark, and the at symbol. And that was 2.5 years ago. So every time I want to put an at symbol or question mark, I got to go to Google, type in Google, question mark, copy and paste it, put it in. It's
brilliant. Also, no wonder you're fucking moving job, mate. Cheap bastards as well. I'll just give you a new fucking laptop.
No, to be fair, I haven't told them. I couldn't tell them.
Oh, no, that's your fault then.
Yeah. I just didn't because I've got so much. You know, you're not meant to save stuff on your hard drive. You're meant to save it on like the cloud. I don't do that. Yeah. And all my podcast notes and stuff, everything's on here. So yeah. I didn't want to give them my laptop. I have to fucking
deal with it. That no one from work listens to this because the whole thing is on my work laptop because it's got more memory. It's a better laptop than I've got.
Yeah, not what your computer's got, what you've got.
What I've got in general,
Anyway, so yeah, during this time, when we were able to rob the Spanish quite easily, Captain Morgan was making his, earning his stripes as a pirate, and he quickly made captain. At one point, Captain Morgan was so inspiring and successful that at one point he called up 4 recruits and nearly 2,000 men turned up in 37 different ships.
Bloody
he had a real range. He gave out the call saying, "Hey, lads, I'm on an excursion," and 2,000 men turned up to want to join his army.
He's a real piper of the sea.
Pirates.